Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A number of nonprofits in Pella are coming together in a new space designed to better support their efforts and the people who rely on their services. What's happening? Let's go in depth with Jason Henry with the Well Resource Center, Melissa Zula with the Pella Community Food Shelf, and Larry Peterson with the Good Samaritan Free Clinic of Pella. Well, Jason, I have to say that I am just blown away after the tour you just gave me about the well, the consolidation of different groups. It's like a new facility that you have out here on Oskaloosa Street, 419, is that right?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about it.
So thank you for the kind words, Bob. I'm going to rewind back to when the group initially started talking about what the well was and what it was going to become. One thing that we talked about was creating a center where multiple resources could reside out of that are serving the same clientele. And that's really what we have here in this new facility. So as we toured around today, we talked about the well resource being located here. We talked about the Pella Food Shelf being located here, the Pella Good Samaritan Free Clinic being located here. There's lots of other resources that we'd like to see serve out of this space as well.
Can you tell people about the design a little bit? Paint them a picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of the facility?
So our facility here, it's located at our thrift store location. If you've ever been to the thrift store before, you'll notice it's a very large building. It's an 18,000 square foot building. We use probably about half of the building for thrift store space. So the front end of the building down the west side of the building is thrift store space. Down the east side of the building is where we've put our resource center offices. The food shelf will be located there. We're going to have a dining area with kitchen space in it. We've got classroom space. We've got conferencing space. So it is really an amazing facility at how things have come together. And now we can start to visualize how the community uses it. And you can start picturing different functions and events taking place in it.
Well, yeah, the sky's the limit. I mean, I can just see all the different spaces that are just, you know, seeking to be filled and used, and I don't know, the cross-pollinization of ideas that are going to happen. It must be an exciting time.
It is. And when I think about the organizations that we're partnering with, even getting under the same roof and being able to talk about how do we serve better, how do we serve collaboratively, it really gets some exciting thoughts moving.
Well, real quick, give people an overview of the mission of the well.
Yep. So the well, we are a ministry that is focused on people with resource gaps. So we want to help people stabilize their resources, whether it be health or job or relationships or spiritual. We have found through just research that folks need a holistic approach to living, right? And how do you stabilize that for them? So as people come in, we'll visit with them about some of their challenges, and we'll help point them to resources that can stabilize themselves.
And some of those resources will then be in the same building.
That's correct. That's really what the goal is.
Well, Melissa, this is an exciting move for the food shelf too, isn't it?
Yeah, this has been a long time coming. We've actually been housed at Peace Lutheran Church for the last 35 years. This year, we're actually celebrating our big anniversary, and it's just really been such an amazing honor. It's really a mission that began there, and then just something that was very small, and it has grown into something that is large. And we're now caring for the larger Pella area. We also have a mobile food pantry that has been caring for the Marion County, so kind of in the Twin Cedars School District. That mobile food pantry has actually been running out of the former St. Mary's location over near Central College. So now with this larger facility, we will be able to pull that mobile food pantry back in-house. So it's just another example of ways that we're going to be able to continue to grow and help those that are in need by having a larger facility, because we really kind of just ran out of space where we were at. So
Well, and it's a very functional space. I mean, you've got plenty of room for storage, for serving, for preparation.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? We've got at least 3 to 4 times the space that we had before, and we're going to be able to actually serve right out of the location that we will be in. So in the past, we've had to set up and tear down as we went, and we won't have to do that anymore. So that should be a nice word for those that volunteer for us and really help out with that they will no longer have to be moving tables. So it's very exciting. It's very exciting for us, and it's really going to help grow our mission.
And so how many clients do you serve?
Right, we've got about 300 families registered right here in the Pella Community School District. That serves a little more than 1,000 people per month. So we serve about 10% of the population. Twin Cedars is serving approximately 140 families. So the mobile food pantry.
Down there or here?
On the mobile food pantry. So that would be they head to the locations in Harvey, Tracy, Bussey, and Attica, serving 140 families.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jason Henry, Melissa Zula, and Larry Peterson. Well, and Larry, the Good Samaritan Clinics of Pella is moving in too.
Right. We've been located at First Reformed Church since clinic opened its doors on September 2nd, 1999. And they have been very gracious about having us there for that 16 plus years. But in those years, one of the things we've noticed is we have the same clients, patients, that the well has served, food pantry has served. And what we've done is when they've come in and they have these extra special needs, not just medical needs, because we just deal with the medical issues, and the clientele that we have are people who have no health insurance or are having financial difficulties with their health care. That means they're in very insecure places. They need help from the well. They need food assistance. So we'll refer them to these folks. And I know that they've been doing the same thing. So one of the great aspects of coming together under one roof is we don't have to refer them to a different location. We're all in the same facility now. And that is going to be so much easier for them and provide a lot more stability for them, because they're not going to have to go out searching, well, where are these folks now? That help that they need can happen much more immediately. And actually, we've had conversations about this happening, that all these services come under one roof for many years. And it's just been, where can we find a building or a location that is available that will help that happen? And thank goodness for us, the well has found that place. They have invited us to come underneath this one roof, and now it's going to happen in a very, as you have seen, in a very nice and friendly, hospitable manner.
And there's 2 treatment rooms. Did I catch that right?
We serve at the most in a given year over 400 patients and families. We have had a decrease in our patient load now during the Affordable Care Act existence. And we have actually been feeding and helping people become involved with the Affordable Care Act insurances, because that provides a lot more consistent care for individuals and families. So our patient load has dropped, but we do have 2 exam rooms here. All our volunteers are providers. They're licensed doctors. They're licensed nurses. We have volunteers who come in for registration. We have a registration desk and process that takes place. So it's strictly run by volunteers, and the treatment that they'll get here will be the same treatment that happens at any medical clinic. It's just with no cost. Now, we're very, very open-minded and flexible. Yeah, okay. People come in and there's no questions asked. other than what we need to know as far as personal information regarding medical care. And all that is provided is very confidential. We follow the HIPAA Act as well.
Well, and senior nutrition will be here as well.
That's correct.
They'll be moving from the community center and out here. And is that going to be a good thing? Or
that is going to be a good thing. As we've, again, dreamt about this space, we've talked about how do you make it multi-generational? How do you just create a space for people in the community? And this, to me, is another really nice addition to serving the folks in our community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're going to have somebody out front doing traffic control?
we might need that.
I guess once they get used to it, they'll know where to go.
So the services, if you think about the services we just talked about that we provide, the entry will be the east side of the building. So we've got parking over there. We still need to get it striped out, so we'll get the parking lot striped. For the store, the entrance remains the same. That's through the north side of the building, and we take donations on the southwest side of the building.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jason Henry, Melissa Zula, and Larry Peterson. You say you serve 10% of the population of Pella?
Correct. Yeah. Of the Pella Community School District.
Of the school district.
Yeah, which has quite a large, quite lengthy arm. So it kind of heads over towards New Sharon and heading down towards Sully, out towards past Lytton. So... and out past Otley and heading toward a little bit past the dam. So it's really got, Pella School District is quite a large district.
Do you have similar numbers, you think?
We do. Last year we served about 500 families through the Resource Center.
And how about you, Larry?
We're a little bit different in the regard that the Pella Good Samaritan Free Medical Clinic, even though it's located in Pella, we serve anyone who comes to the clinic when it's open. We have people from Oskaloosa, Sully, Linville, Bussey, Harvey. It's really a countywide and even beyond the countywide borders that people come here.
All right, I guess my point is 10% of, let's just say, the Pella School District population that's needing help, and then the Good Samaritan Clinic goes beyond. But that's not the image of Pella that people... have, or that Pella really wants to, I don't know, see itself portrayed. Is that an issue?
I don't believe it's an issue. I think it's an evolvement of where our town is, and I think I hope folks are becoming more open-minded and want to help care for our neighbors. So my dream for Pella is that everybody within it will look at it and say, this is my neighbor and I want to help them. I want to see them grow. I want to see their families grow and their children become successful adults. And so I feel like through this kind of care and folks like who are within these groups are working together, collaborating, trying to raise up these families. So so I hope that that's the vision for Pella.
I don't think it's an issue either. And I support what Melissa's saying. And I say that because we are... blessed with receiving donations from organizations, from churches, from individuals. And that's what maintains our medical clinic, because we also help people after they leave in various ways. I won't get into that now, but it's only because of the donations from this community and the surrounding area that we're able to exist, really. We get some state funding, but it shows that people in this area are committed to help those people they know that are in need here in this area. It's not like they don't think it exists here. They know it does. And they're concerned about it, too, and they want to help. And they do that by providing donations. It's amazing what comes in the door that way.
I would agree. Definitely agree with that. We have entirely, all along, 35 years, been funded by the churches, the organizations, the businesses, and the families right here within Pella. And I think it's so amazing to see what they can do. The food shelf began as basically a shelf. It was a shelf within a church. It was trying to help folks within its own its own church, and then they told their friends, and it grew and it grew and it grew, and now it's quite a large organization that is entirely being funded right here within Pella. And I really think that, and a good example of it is when you look at our mobile food pantry, which is actually serving Twin Cedars School District. We are in partnership with Second Reformed Church for that. So Second Reformed Church right here within Pella is actually really helping to fund something that's happening in Twin Cedars. So it shows the hearts of what is happening here in Pella, that, you know, people are being moved and the Spirit is doing good work. So I think we just need to do our part and keep it moving forward.
I would echo both of their comments. You know, you walk through this beautiful facility. This doesn't happen without the generosity of the community. And that generosity comes through volunteering. We've had numerous volunteers in here painting, demolishing, doing things like that. Certainly financial donations from individuals, from churches, from businesses. I think it just shows how much of a benevolent heart this community has. There is, to your earlier point, there is some awareness that we continue to try to promote awareness of. We do have a hurting population out there that we need to serve. So we'll continue to do that. We'll continue to make the community aware of what's going on and ways that we can serve. But the outpouring of support we get is just incredible.
It's a facility that larger cities would be proud of. I mean, if this were in Des Moines, if this were in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, Council Bluffs, they would be proud of this facility.
Yep, they sure would.
And the purpose of the well is for the people that come here that do need help. It's bigger than that. It's trying to get them the help they need so they can get into a better position in life.
That's correct. We want to be in relationship with people, and we want to walk with them. We want to celebrate their successes, and we want to walk with them when they're struggling. I hate to say it, but a facility offers our opportunity to do that, because we can bring everybody now to one point. We can offer the services and offer that connection and relationship here.
Thanks to Jason Henry, Melissa Zula, and Larry Peterson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.